Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Following the recent arrests of five men and the deaths of 25-year-old Wayne Valier, Jr. of Lac des Flambeaux, the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Tribal Council has issued a call to strengthen efforts to stop drug abuse. In a press release, the council is calling for a tri-county effort. The Lac des Flambeaux tribe hosted a meeting January 19th with key players from Oneida, Vilas, and Iron counties in the hopes of building a collaborative effort to conquer drug issues within the region. Those in attendance included judges, district attorneys, county sheriffs, jail administrators, and county board supervisors, Lac des Flambeaux town chair, the FBI, U.S. Attorney General, and the tribal council. After the meeting, the tribal council passed a resolution supporting the expansion of the Tribal Action Plan, TAP, to include a tri-county effort to combat drugs. The resolution supports the efforts of all three counties and will engage joint efforts in all sectors of need. We have links to the press release and proposed county board resolution at WXPR.org. As Black History Month begins, there's some good news for African Americans in the workplace, Roz Brown reports.
The unemployment rate for African American workers has decreased steadily since 2010, and the retail and restaurant industries can take some of the credit. The Path Forward Coalition is made up of retail and food service companies that recruit and mentor people of color for careers in these fields. Board member Broderick Johnson is an attorney who worked for two U.S. presidents, most recently Barack Obama. But his first job was in retail, and Johnson says it offered valuable lessons.
To do the job well that I was in, to be a very, very good retail clerk, to be responsible, to be responsive, to show up at work every day, to treat customers with respect, to be a team player. And those were skills that made me successful then, but have certainly carried on throughout my career.
For Black History Month, the Path Forward Coalition points out that restaurant and retail businesses are among the most diverse in the country, and that 15% of restaurant managers are people of color. Minority entrepreneurs also are starting more small food and retail businesses. Researchers say the nation's rate of new business creation would have declined over the past three decades if not for these efforts. In turn, Johnson says these entrepreneurs give more young people their first jobs. I'm Roz Brown.
The Rhinelander Lions Club 42nd Annual Fishery is being held Friday and Saturday. Fishing will be held on Boom Lake and part of the Wisconsin River flowage. The fishing headquarters is at the Hodag Park Boom Lake Boat Landing Pavilion. Rules, regulations, and fishing boundaries can be viewed on the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce website or on posters at entry ticket locations. Proceeds benefit Lions projects. And next weekend, the Rhinelander Masonic Lodge No. 242 is hosting a benefit for a family who lost both parents within a short period of time. Lodge spokesperson Tony Jones tells us more.
The members of the Rhinelander Masonic Lodge No. 242 in Rhinelander are holding a benefit for the Udis family. These are the two girls that many of the listeners have heard lost their parents last year. And we are setting up a benefit for their present and for their future.
The Masonic Lodge will be open to the public on Saturday, February 17th from 4 until 8 p.m. with live music, food, and beverages. There will also be a raffle, silent auction, and bake sale. All proceeds go to the family. Jones says the entry is by a free will offering.
It's going to be donations only. Everything's going to the family. So we'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, refreshments to drink. It'll be a lot of good music for a good cause.
The Masonic Lodge is located at 23 East Davenport Street in Rhinelander. Jones says because of the age of the building, it is not ADA accessible. The event will be held in the lower level of the building and only accessible by stairs. And the Oshkosh Corporation has been awarded a seven-year contract with the U.S. Army worth almost $476 million. The Wisconsin company says there is no cap on the number of vehicles the Army may order. It'll be manufacturing 16 models of the family of medium tactical vehicles, the A2 variant. The military vehicles will support combat missions. Forecast for tonight, clear, low 16 below with wind chills 20 to 30 below. Saturday, sunny, high 15, still cold wind chills. Saturday night, clear, low near 8 below. Sunday, sunny, high near 19. 20 for a high on Monday, and Tuesday, a high around 26. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues, Blues Friday, starting off with Jeff tonight. Keep it right here, Blues Friday, on local public radio, WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.